With our new reality of wearing masks when we are in public places, have you found yourself wondering, what's behind the mask? I do all the time, like right now. Am I smiling? Am I mad? Do I have something in my teeth? I am getting better at reading eyes. Whew. I mean, I actually smile behind mine a lot, but no one can see it. And that makes me sad. I'm a very expressive person, but since no one can see my smile, I find myself smiling less in public. Can you relate? And I wonder, what is that person doing behind their mask? Are we all just sad, or are we missing lip gloss, or do we realize we may need a breath mint? With a mask, you can't tell if I'm happy, sad, or angry, and it makes it way more difficult to communicate. Having an actual mask on my face makes it easier to hide a bit. I'll just keep to myself. No one may even recognize me anyway, especially if I also have on sunglasses. My fear is we are getting really good at hiding. We used to be surrounded by faces we could see, people we could hug, but even then, pre-COVID, how many of us were hiding behind masks? We always want to put on a brave face, a smile to sometimes mask the brokenness. Masks of pride and sarcasm hide our insecurity. A mask of anger and venomous words hide deep pain and hurt. We can easily put on a social perception mask, can't we? All is well in my life, my marriage, my job, my family, all the things are just fine. But they're not. So here, look at all these happy pictures I'm going to show you so you don't have to look any deeper. The root of hiding is ultimately fear. We're afraid of what people will think. We're afraid of speaking truth. We're afraid of someone finding out our true struggle. We're afraid of confronting in love. We're afraid of simply being honest about how we feel and maybe the questions we have about life. God wants us to live for Him out in the open, not hiding our faith and not hiding our fears. Listen to what Jesus told His disciples about masks we may try to hide behind. Luke 12:2. You can't keep your true self hidden forever. Before long, you'll be exposed. You can't hide behind a religious mask forever. Sooner or later, the mask will slip and your true face will be known. You can't whisper one thing in private and preach the opposite in public. The day is coming when those whispers will be repeated all over town. I'm speaking to you as dear friends. Don't be bluffed into silence or insincerity by the threats of religious bullies. True, they can kill you, but then what can they do? There's nothing they can do to your soul, your core being. Save your fear for God, who holds your entire life, body and soul, in His hands. First, know this. God sees you and any emotion, fear, or secret you may be trying to hide. There is nothing and no creature hidden from His sight, and He is the only one we need to be focused on. Jesus wanted His disciples to be aware of the masks people wear. The Pharisees of that day had a hidden agenda, but Jesus reminds us no matter who you are or how high up you may be, true intentions and what lies behind the mask that any of us wear will be revealed. Things done or spoken in the dark will come to light. As believers, we are not to hide behind a mask. A flame dies when it's covered. The light we have in our heart and the truth we carry cannot be silenced, must not be hidden, and needs to be lived out loud. That's the truth. We may have to cover our faces, but don't cover over your fears or your faith. I'm Lori Klein.